Good evening again. I'm going to have just two thoughts here tonight, briefly, before we have our little break here and then the annual meeting. But I'd like you to open your Bibles to the Epistle of Jude. And we're just going to read some few verses here, starting with verse 17. Okay, Jude, the 17th verse, reading here, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts." Heard a little bit about that in Gavin's letter. "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And of some have... Oh, that's all we were going to read. Okay. Right up to the 21st verse. Okay. And as a believer, and as we would look around, many if not all are believers here tonight. Our role in the day in which we find ourselves is to keep ourselves in the love of Christ and to make sure that we're not getting caught up in those things that are around us in this, and while we live in the midst of this ungodly generations that we find ourselves in. And in this passage, there's four different things that we can do to help us stay in that. But before we just talk about them, how many remember from Tim's message a couple weeks ago or so, in Joshua 22:5, there were five different things he said we should do, or was given in that verse. I'll give you the first one. It was to love. And then it was, these are all to something. To love. Come on, Tim, help him out a little. Okay. To walk. To walk. Keep. Right. Cleave and serve. Okay, there's love, walk, keep, and cleave, and then serve. Okay, those were four little catchy things that Tim brought to our attention, which were great. But tonight, the four different things that I would like to present to you a little bit is found in verse 20, where it says this, that we're going to build up our faith, we're going to pray in the Spirit, we're going to keep in the love of God, and we're going to look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. All found in that 20 and 21, the two verses there. Building, praying, keeping, and looking. Okay? And as we think of that aspect of building, we might say, well, how are we to do this? Well, probably obvious to most of us, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it. We build ourselves up in our most holy faith by keeping in God's word, obeying the things that he desires us to do. We find in God's word a plan that he has for us as believers. And I think if we stick with that, we'll find that we're keep building ourselves up in this faith that we're in. We become familiar with the Word of God as we read it. And the more familiar you get with a subject, the more you know about it. And when things, questions might come up or something, it isn't such a, oh, well, should I or shouldn't I or I wonder what? But no, this is what God's Word says. So as we become familiar with God's Word, building ourselves up in our most holy faith, we'll keep ourselves in this here this here world situation that we find ourselves in. You'll remember that verse in Psalms 119 and verse 9 or 11 where he said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that he wouldn't sin against thee. You know, and as we learn God's word, not just in memorization, but as we become familiar with it and apply it in our life, it will help us and keep us from sinning. Then there was the idea of praying in the Holy Spirit. Our prayers, if they're, well, first of all, if we all have the Spirit of God living in us, if we're believers, and as we allow Him to have control of our life, when we do pray, our prayers will be guided by the Spirit. And those things that we pray for, we will be praying in the will of the Lord and for what is best as He sees fit. These kind of prayers aren't the pomped and pious prayers that many times we hear in churches where familiar prayers are recited and basically they don't probably get much above the ceiling. Sort of like the prayers that the Pharisee had, you know, and it was just, he just wanted to have those around him hear him. But that isn't the kind of prayers that we need. We need Spirit-guided prayers that are that the Spirit of God, out of a heart that's filled with the Spirit, will be praying as we live our lives here. So we're supposed to pray in the Spirit of God. And then we're to keep in the love of God. Now, God's love is always there. It's not like we have to basically run and find it or anything like that. It's there. MacDonald, he says it's sort of like the sunshine, you know. Well, the sunshine is always shining, but sometimes things get in between it and we can't see it, you know, and it doesn't affect us. Well, God's love is always there for us, but sin in our life will keep that love from penetrating and getting to us, and that's not the plan for a believer. The plan is to keep ourselves in the love of God. And it's great to know, though, as sin enters into our lives as believers, it ought not to, but it does. It's great to know that if we confess our sins, that He said He was faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we're to keep in the love of God. And then we're to look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. The Lord's coming again. He said so. He promised it. And it's our responsibility and privilege to be looking for His return. So easy to get caught up in the things around us, you know. We get busy during the day at work, and we get all involved in these things and these projects that we get, or at least me, anyhow. And you know, the Lord's coming sometime doesn't, we don't, I don't think of it. But that's not how we're to be in this here life in which we find ourselves. We're to be looking for His return. That's the hope that we have before us. 1 Thessalonians is the familiar passage in chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. It says, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." So with this hope in mind, it should have a purifying effect on our lives also. And just as we've received Him by faith, we're to walk in faith while we're here below. I like this last couple verses here. We just skip right down to them, where it's this benediction here. And it says this, "Now unto him that's able..." Now, our God is able to do many things, and more than we can even ask or think, okay? But it says, "Unto him that's able to keep keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. To him that's able, well, he's able to save. Hebrews tells us about that. He's able to keep, find that we are kept in perfect peace as we keep ourselves in God's love. He's able to keep us from falling or tripping in our daily life. It's so easy to stumble and fall into that sin and get out of that God's sunshine. But he's even able to keep us from that falling. He's able to allow us to stand faultless before him someday. And, he's just our wise, great God and Savior. And to him be glory and majesty and dominion, both now and forever. Amen. And with that, that's our thoughts for this evening. And I'll just close in a word of prayer. And Tim, you can, what do you want, about 5 minutes or 5 minutes or something? Yeah, okay. We'll have maybe a little 5-minute break, so there's 7 minutes. That'll put it about 20 after. We'll try to get this meeting underway.